Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. News and comment. Who will challenge America as it makes mockery of the security of states and the political authority of peoples? News. The U.S. struck Venezuela overnight and captured its long-serving president, Nicolas Maduro. President Donald Trump said early on Saturday, the 3rd of January 2026, after months of pressuring him over accusations of drug running and illegitimacy in power. Source, Reuters. Comment. The flagrant American violation of Venezuela did not come from a void. In recent months, the United States has escalated its actions against Venezuela under the pretext of combating drug trafficking. Before the most recent attack, U.S. authorities claimed responsibility for 15 attacks in recent weeks, reportedly resulting in 62 deaths. The U.S. considers Venezuela and other Latin American countries its backyard, believing it has the right to their resources. Venezuela is one of the world's richest countries in terms of natural resources, holding the world's largest proven oil reserves, estimated at over 300 billion barrels, and the fourth largest natural gas reserves globally, exceeding 195 trillion cubic feet. Trade between China and Venezuela reached $6.5 billion in 2024 and continues to grow, increasing U.S. pressure and hostility towards this rapprochement. Under the cover of the Trump corollary to the Monroe Doctrine, the America is aggressively expanding its dominance of South America, including securing its material interests in Venezuela. Thus, America has made a mockery of both territorial security and people exercising their authority in selecting their ruler. It is not the first time and it is not the last if America is not stopped. The American playbook is to either instigate a domestic coup using its intelligence assets or manufacturing a leadership vacuum by a military opposition to be filled by one of the agents of America. In this case, it is most likely to be the pro-American Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, who was recently awarded a Nobel Peace Prize, building her profile. All Muslims and all people of the world, how do we still accept America to be the leading state of the world? America is acting with unprecedented arrogance and bullying, trampling over international customs regarding the security of states and authority of peoples. We must not be intimidated by its bullying. In fact, the bullying is not a sign of strength, but instead it is a sign of the weakness of America. America no longer leads the world through an ideological agenda, whether freedom, democracy, or human rights. Gaza prominently exposed the fallacies of its agenda and its double standards. So under Trump, America has fallen back on barefaced colonialism, military and economic. Yet this will only increase the likelihood of challenging American interests directly. Consider carefully, O people of the world, the words of the French thinker Immanuel Todd, who said in his book, After the Empire, the Breakdown of the American Order from 2001, he said, quote, it is certain that America is going to have to fight politically and militarily in order to sustain the hegemony that has become indispensable for maintaining its standard of living, unquote. We are now living within this nightmare prediction. As for you, O Ummah of Islam, who else but you can lead humanity out of the worsening darkness of American hegemony? Who else but you has a civilizational alternative to the rotten capitalism that has impoverished most of the world despite its abundant resources? Who else but you extended the mercy of Islam to countless peoples spread over three continents who now are pillars of the Islamic Ummah? The loss of your Khilafah, Caliphate, in Rajab 1342 after Hijri was not just your loss but a grave loss for all of humanity. It has been over a century of might is right with crimes that even the beasts of jungle shy from. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the world opinion and international situation for your return as the just leadership of humankind. So gather your resolve and strive for the re-establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. Strive and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend nasr, victory, and right the wrongdoing at your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَىٰ إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. And we would not destroy the towns unless their people were wrongdoers. Surah Al-Qasas, verse 59, written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Musab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.